KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
That's another opportunity to catch up with Genevieve Wood at the Heritage Foundation. And Genevieve, first of all, we haven't caught up with you for a couple weeks. One of those weeks, you were out celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Heritage Foundation. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It was a great celebration. I tell you why. See, it was, of course, any party is usually a good party, but yeah. It was, you know, some of it was certainly looking back at the past 50 years, but more than that, it was really trying to look forward. And it was a celebration, not just of Heritage, but so many other organizations across the conservative movement, both in Washington, but also across the states were there. And I just, you know, I really have not seen the movement so unified in terms of knowing, you know, what time it is in the country and knowing that we have a strategy we've got to follow to get it done. And so it was very encouraging. And we heard from a lot of folks, Governor DeSantis, Senator Tim Scott, Senator J.D. Vance, a lot of folks. Tucker Carlson gave a speech, which some of your listeners may have heard about. It was his last speech before being let go by Fox that Monday morning. But nonetheless, and if, by the way, if people haven't heard it, I would encourage people to go to the Heritage Foundation YouTube channel and check out Tucker's speech, because it's one not really about politics at all. It's really about what's happening in the country, what the real forces are that we're fighting are. And he really encourages people to pray every day for the country. It says, you know, that's something he's like, I'm at fault. I haven't done enough of. So it's a good speech. It gives you a lot of things to think about. But thank you for bringing it up. And we're looking forward to the next 50.
Yeah. And I would encourage our listeners, if they're not familiar with the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org and dailysignal.com. We're going to talk about a story that is posted there today. And I need to go watch that on the Heritage Foundation YouTube channel. I'm assuming Tucker Carlson kind of just looked at the landscape of where we are and what needs to be done.
Yeah, well, he did, but he couched it in terms of, he's like, you know, this isn't about conservative versus liberal or Republican versus Democrat. He said so many of the battles we're facing today, it's really good versus evil. I mean, it's that stark. And it's an encouraging speech. I don't want people to think it's all dark, but he was just very, you know, he made it clear this is not, you know, we're fighting battles today that we weren't fighting 25 years ago. And we've gotten here very quickly. And if we don't quite quickly turn things around, it's going to be difficult to do so. And you know, he talked about the importance of faith and God and all of this. And I know you would, and I'm sure many of your listeners would appreciate what he said.
Yeah, I'll go check that out. Now, one of the things we wanted to look at today, you know, in light of what has happened in the ruling over Roe versus Wade and the things that have happened since then, it's a story that reminds us the battle's not over.
That's right. That's right. I mean, I'm sure a lot of folks are aware that, you know, right after the Dobbs decision came down, many pregnancy resource centers across the country, you know, which are set up to, you know, counsel women, help them, encourage them to have their babies, do sonograms for them, offer parenting classes and financial aid in many cases. Many of those organizations were attacked by very far left pro-abortion organizations. You know, some of them just had like red paint, like blood thrown on their doors, but others were, you know, had bombs thrown inside them or were set on fire. So I forgot exactly how many, but last count, there were over 80, I think, attempts on pregnancy resource centers like that. So that's one story that probably people are somewhat familiar with. But a more recent one is where an organization who had filed a lawsuit against the FDA, getting them to halt the approval of one of the drugs used in chemical abortions, they were victorious. They got a judge to halt it. Well, as you might imagine, many people on the left don't like that because they really want to move forward promoting chemical abortions. And they started going in and hacking this organization's site, their financial records, their websites, their internal documents and emails. They haven't really found anything that would, you know, hurt this organization, but they're doing it in an attempt to intimidate, scare, shut them down, try to find something to ruin their reputation. And it just shows how far people will go, not to fight with the facts, but to physically attack you or an organization simply because they don't like, you know, the political or cultural stance that you're taking.
Yeah. And one of the things I want to say I saw in that, in addition to the cyber attack, They contacted media that they thought would put a spin on a story that would, you know, not be good light on this organization that was being attacked.
That's right.
And the other thing that I heard in the story, too, you know, this is a fairly large organization. Now, the organization, the doctor that was in the interview that I heard was part of the American College of Pediatricians. That as opposed to the American Academy of Pediatrics. One of the things in the story, too, you know, there's so many small groups that are pro-life that just don't have the resources to battle against cyber attacks like this. And one of the things they encouraged was for those organizations to reach out to the American College of Pediatricians. I want to make clear which one to reach out to, but it is the American College of Pediatricians, a group that is pro-life.
That's right. Well, basically, they're made up of physicians, doctors, pediatricians who are pro-life, who also have just, you know, don't believe that children should be mutilated when they're 10 years old because they want to become a girl, become a boy, so they're not into this transsexual revolution we're seeing. And the American Academy of Pediatricians, which has been the older group, has endorsed much of that.
Yeah.
So these are doctors who also believe that doctors and nurses should have conscience protections, that, you know, they shouldn't be forced to perform an abortion or assist in some type of surgery that violates their conscious rights. And so, you know, not surprisingly, there are actually a lot of doctors and nurses and medical professionals out there who believe their first job is to take care of children, not mutilate them, and certainly not abort them. And so they've come together and formed this organization. They're going strong, but they readily admitted, you know, this cyber attack was a huge problem for them. And, you know, they've been able to regroup, but they know that, as you noted, so many others out there, this is really something that can shut them down.
Yeah. So we'll leave with that. Those, you know, whether you're a physician or you're in an office that's pro-life or, you know, a pregnancy center that's pro-life, the American College of Pediatricians may have some great insight for you as to how to protect against attacks like this. And, you know, we just, of course, we're less than 24 hours past the National Day of Prayer. And as you mentioned, Tucker Carlson encouraging all of us to be praying for these issues and topics and legislation and just our nation in general, our leaders, our pastors, organizations like the Heritage Foundation that's keeping us aware of stories like this that otherwise we may not be aware of. So Genevieve Wood and the team at Heritage, thank you so much. And again, congratulations on 50 years.
Thank you very much. Appreciate being with you.
All right. And coming up after the break, we'll head into today's Friday Financial Update with Brian Cochran, John Moore Associates, next on ABQ Connect.